We're getting the results of the new Marquette University Law School poll and what it says about where Wisconsin voters are at this moment. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at numbers on President Trump's approval rating. We're looking at Governor Evers' poll numbers, the Mueller probe, Foxconn reaction. Are you a registered voter in Wisconsin? What issues matter to you? Is it the budget? Is it education? Perhaps criminal justice? Share your thoughts. We're at 800-642-1234. Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette University Law School Poll and a professor of law and public policy. He's co-founder of Pollster.com and the founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It's good to be here.
Well, it's a spring. It's a non-election year, not always the most political of seasons. And so before we get deep into these poll numbers themselves, what are the biggest issues on the minds of Wisconsinites right now?
Well, we see some elements of the budget. There's a lot of opinion about the budget. I think one notable thing is that while a lot of people haven't yet made up their mind about the new governor, Tony Evers, people are in the process of making up their mind. In January, 38% said they didn't know whether he was doing a good job or a bad job. Now that's down to 15%. So you see that going on at the same time that images of how the governor and the Republican legislature are getting along are also developing. So people are learning those sorts of things.
Well, we're in the early chapters, and with polling, it takes time.
It really does. And I think for Wisconsinites who've been here for a while, the way that opinion of Scott Walker almost instantly crystallized in 2011 as he rolled out Act 10 and the protests and so on, he was really an exceptional example of a governor where opinion got formed really fast and really strongly. When we look around the country, governors often take 6 months, even a year, before they're evaluated. People have opinions about them. Evers is at 15%, don't know now, getting into that area, but I expect he'll get under 10% in the next 6 months anyway.
So kind of more of a predictable rollout, if you will, of opinion on Evers.
It is, and I don't know that we would call it a honeymoon, but back in January, a pretty substantial number in the 40% plus range of Republicans withheld judgment about him, and so did independents. Again, those numbers are one of the things that's driving this. Democrats were a little quicker to say that they approved of the job the new Democratic governor was doing.
So the Marquette poll, you take the pulse multiple times a year. We've heard a lot about how much weight people should or shouldn't give to polling. When it comes to gauging how people are actually feeling about today's issues, what should we be thinking about as we talk about polls and how we should take them perhaps seriously or not?
Sure. I think there are a couple of things. One is, a poll that's pretty closely divided should probably be interpreted as closely divided. I mean, we talk about margin of error in this poll of plus or minus 4%, and you can apply that with mathematical precision. But I think a common sense view that says if we're seeing numbers that are within 5 or 6 or even 8 points of each other, that's a modest tilt at best of opinion. When we see some of these items that are over 65 or 70% on one side, then that's you don't need the math of margin of error to say, wow, that's a pretty significant side. So I think that's one thing. The other is, as we're beginning to watch the developing Democratic presidential field, it's hardly a surprise that the people best known do the best in that kind of thing. But the point is not that the results today predict who's going to win our primary next April. It's so we can watch how people develop. Who that you haven't heard much about today may move way up in those ratings or perhaps disappear forever.
Oh, you have a baseline.
We have almost a baseline, and we're watching it. I like the analogy that, you know, yeah, the first inning of a baseball game doesn't really determine the outcome, but most people like to be there for the first inning and see how the game develops rather than show up at the ballpark and the two outs in the ninth.
Fair enough. We can bring it back to baseball. That's good.
Everything comes back to baseball.
Talking with Charles Franklin. He's director of the Marquette University Law School poll, professor of law and public policy. And we're looking at the new poll numbers came out yesterday. Do you agree with the numbers if you've seen them? What about the approval rating of President Trump? Should the investigation of had more weight on his rating, or is it a fair measurement of what voters believe? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Charles, you've said that in Wisconsin there's been this shift toward more people identifying as Republican in the past 6 years. What do you attribute that to?
Well, during our polling from 2012 through 2016, the numbers bounce around a little bit, but you consistently see an average of the Democrats at about 31%, Republicans about 28%, about a 3-point margin between them. After 2016, so beginning with the 2017 and then 18 data, we saw that move to either dead even or in some cases a 1-point Republican advantage. So I don't want to overstate how much change there is, but it has been a very persistent pattern since 2017 that Republicans were up a couple of points, Democrats down a couple of points. And now the state is truly at parity between those two. And if you include people who are independent but lean to a party, it's still almost dead even. So this says our state, which has been very closely divided for a long time,
battleground,
maybe if anything, even more closely divided now. The biggest movers you see in that, first of all, are white men without a college degree who in January of 2012 were 5 points more Republican than Democrat. Today they are 18 points more Republican than Democrat. And they make up something close to 30% of the state.
Well, let's take a call now. Let's go to Tom joining us from Burlington. Hi, Tom.
My question is, if the polls seem to be self-predicting, in other words, if someone is up, your base doesn't want to go to the polls because they assume you're going to win. In other words, it's almost better to be behind in the polls or be perceived behind in the polls to get your base out. And I think in the last election with Hillary, that thing happened in our state quite a bit.
Well, Tom, I'm going to just pause right there. As you know, how clear is that shift that you've seen since the 2016 election? And Tom, getting at there, what happened in the 2016 presidential election?
In my opinion?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to Tom. Yeah. I apologize. Spaced out there. Well, we did see that big shift at the end. Our poll had Clinton up by 6. There were 33 other polls that also had her leading. No poll in the state had her behind. So that's a good example for Tom's point. The one problem is you also hear his story told the exact opposite way, that as Tom says, if you're ahead, then your people stay home. But I also hear it from people that if I'm behind, my people are discouraged, so they never turn out. So this is, you know, equal and opposite ideas about what the impact of polling will be. And which way you tell it is basically depends on how your candidate turned out or how you think of it. However, there's certainly the concern and the possibility that people do react to the polling that they see, and it affects their behavior. We track that. We've tried to measure the examples of that. And on average, at least, the polling does not seem to either help or hurt a candidate because they're further ahead or further behind. In other words, while there's a lot of variation, the average of polls across many states and many different elections still turns out to be pretty close. Otherwise, you'd expect big leaders to actually not win by as much, or perhaps big losers to lose by even more. So it is a concern, and it's a valid and important one. That's why in the last release before each election, I try to remind people that polls don't vote. It's people that vote, and you know, you should not make your decision based on what my poll or anyone else shows.
That should be your mantra.
Exactly. Exactly. And it is. You know, whether people pay attention to that is another question. But that is the exactly the right point.
Charles Franklin, you know, we've seen the Mueller probe as a centerpiece in the headlines recently. And compared to earlier polls, confidence in the Russia probe this time around rose among Republicans and independents, declined among Democrats. Can you get into those numbers for us and what you saw there?
Sure. So the Barr summary or conclusion says had come out before we did any polling.
The Attorney General.
So first of all, we've been asking how much confidence do you have that the investigation will be fair and impartial. Back in October when we asked it last, 31 thought it would be very – they had high confidence. But an almost as big 26% said they had no confidence at all. This time, that bumps up to 42% high confidence and down to just 14% no confidence. So there's a big shift there over this period. Now, maybe not surprisingly, Republicans are suddenly enthusiastic. In October, just 12% had high confidence. Now it's 43%, a big jump. And the no confidence dropped down from 38 to 19. Independents made a similar kind of move. But Democrats went the opposite direction. They had gone from 58% high confidence dropping down to 45%. So not as big a move as among Republicans, but Democrats didn't hear what they wanted and became a little less supportive. I don't think that's terribly surprising about why that would happen. But the other thing we found was that people had absorbed some information about it.
We're looking at fresh polling data. Marquette University Law School poll is out. The poll director, Charles Franklin, is our guide. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you feel it is a proper measurement of what Wisconsin voters think? What do you think is left out of the poll? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Stay with us for more reaction right here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at the new Marquette University Law School poll out yesterday. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin is a swing state. We've regularly seen close contests in recent election cycles, and the new poll found President Trump's approval rating ticked up a couple points. The poll found 46% of Wisconsin voters approve of President Trump's job performance, while 52% disapprove. Do you feel this poll is a good measurement of what Wisconsin voters think? Do the poll results align with your thoughts on politics and policy as you see it at the state and federal level? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email your thoughts to ideas@wpr.org. Marquette Law and Public Policy Professor Charles Franklin is our guide to this polling data. Charles, can we draw any connections here to the outcome of the Mueller investigation, to the way people are feeling right now about President Trump's job performance?
You know, it's a little complicated. In January, he was at 44% approve, and now he's up at 46%. Disapprove didn't move. It was 52 both. So that was what we said at the beginning. A 2-point difference in a poll should not grab your attention. That's a very modest change. And in fact, in our press release, we described it as little change. Not no change, but certainly not a lot. You also need to take into account that in January, we were in the last week of the government shutdown, which was kind of a low point for his polling. So I guess if anything, the takeaway is despite the end of the shutdown and despite the coming of a seemingly favorable Mueller report, his approval moved by at most a couple of points. This is the stability that we see with Trump. And it also highlights that he polls a little bit better in Wisconsin than he does nationally. Typically, he's in the low to lower part of the 40% range, whereas here we've seen him more in the middle 40s, as in 46% this time.
Do other states have polls like the one you do? And do you watch those pretty closely?
Well, I try to watch polling around the country. Uh-huh. There are certainly a few examples of pollsters who specialize in a particular case. Michigan has an example of that. And New York, the Siena poll focuses on New York politics, for example, as opposed to ones that other people may have heard about, like the Quinnipiac poll, which mostly focuses on national polling and only occasionally will look at particular states. So they may focus on New Jersey, near where they are, or Florida. So there are a few that do that. But we're one of the few, if not the only, university-based poll that has chosen to focus on our particular state.
Let's go to Timothy now, joining us from Cambridge. Hi, Timothy.
Hi.
What's on your mind about the polling?
Well, the polls I have a question on is how accurate can we say the polls are for our governor right now when it seems he's still battling to undo that last-minute damage bills the Republicans passed to harm him. Can he truly be effective yet with all that stuff going on? And is it fair to say he's doing a good job in the polls versus no, he's not, when his hands are tied right now trying to undo all that?
So does the lame duck session impact what we are seeing out of Governor Evers right now?
Certainly in terms of divided government that we have. It means that no matter who a Democratic governor is right now, faced with a Republican legislature, there are going to be difficulties in accomplishing their goals and putting forward their policies. We've asked about the lame duck session. We actually asked about it in this poll as well. And more people disapprove of the lame duck legislation than approve of it. Though, again, that margin narrowed a little bit in April compared to back in January when it was fresh. We did not ask about the court issues. But we've also asked about approval of the state legislature, and their job approval is actually pretty good. 50% approve of the legislature, 47% approve of Governor Evers. So those are pretty close together. But when we ask about cooperation between the two, people say that 48-37 that Governor Evers is sincerely trying to cooperate, but of the legislative leaders, only 25% say they're trying to cooperate. 57 are saying they're not. So if you look at it from that perspective, then this might actually be helping Governor Evers, that he's seen as the one trying to make cooperative moves, and it's the legislature that by really a 2-to-1 margin here are seen as not trying to cooperate.
Well, let's talk 2020 for a moment. You wanted to gauge how people felt about, 12 current and potential Democratic presidential candidates. Currently, there are more than 20 Democrats who are either running, likely to run, might run. So how did your numbers land with those dozen?
That's right. And by the way, I believe there are close to 400 who have registered to run for president with the Federal Election Commission. So we're not going to cover everybody.
We've got a long way to go.
But I would say that this includes everyone who has been reaching 1% or more in national polling recently. We'll add more, of course, as the election moves ahead. We ask this in a slightly different way than a lot of pollsters. We go through each name one at a time and say, would this person be a top choice for you, an acceptable choice for you, someone you couldn't support, or haven't you heard enough about them yet? So whereas a lot of polls will just ask, here are 12 names, pick your number one choice, and give us no information about everybody else, we're trying to look at this as an evolving field where people might really like one or two candidates, but they might find a third or a fourth perfectly good if that candidate emerges in the process. So that's what we're trying to get at. So having said that, in this poll, Bernie Sanders got the most top choices at 32%. That was up 9 points from where he was back in January, the biggest bump in our polling. Joe Biden was second at 29, and that was down 3 points. Now, again, 3 points is not much change in a sample here with a margin of error about 5.6 for Democrats. And then Elizabeth Warren in third place at 17% top choice. That's up 2 for her. And then there's a drop-off to Harris and O'Rourke at 11 and 10, and then we're down in single digits with everybody else. But also that name recognition falls off. By the time we get down to Harris and O'Rourke, 45% say they don't recognize or don't know enough about either of those. And then it's even bigger as you get below them. So, as I said, this is the early innings of a ball game. We've got a long ways to get to know about these people. Pete Buttigieg, who's gotten quite a media boost in the last few weeks.
Lots of traction.
This is the first time we've asked about him. He was at 7% for top choice, but 63% said they hadn't heard enough about him.
Yeah. So, you know, and people will change their minds along the way here. And this is, you're really kind of setting the landscape, as you will, like getting a nice baseline as we keep coming back to here.
That's exactly the idea. And when we look at big crowded primaries in recent years, we've often seen a candidate get a burst and move up very rapidly, but then wither under the scrutiny and collapse again. In the Republican primary in 2012, we saw like five cycles of that with five different candidates before the thing was over. So just stay tuned and watch the whole ball game and see who's rising and who's falling and who may have a breakout moment.
Do you not poll people on the confirmed Republican candidates or the Republicans who might run?
We're not at this point because it's such a low-key race. The party officially through the Republican National Committee is backing President Trump very strongly. And so if a serious challenge emerges during the fall, we'll certainly start asking about it. And there will be an official Republican primary, so we'll see about that. But at this point, clearly, the serious contention is on the Democratic side.
We're talking the art and science of polling here, the new Marquette University Law School poll. It's out. Director Charles Franklin is our guide. He's a professor of law and public policy. The poll of 800 registered voters was taken between April 3rd and Sunday, margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Do you support President Trump? Has your mind changed in any way based on the direction you see the country headed? Join in. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation in a moment on the Ideas Network.